Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Could you tell me what this is, Sir Charles?
That is a Metropolitan Police stab vest. Looks like an older model.
That's right. Was discontinued a couple of years ago and you commissioned a new one alongside the Home Secretary. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
What is this that I'm holding up?
That's the latest model.
Latest model of?
Of stab vest.
Of stab vest, thank you very much. Does it look different to you?
Are you going to ask me if it's made of organic cotton? If it's been carbon offset and no animals were harmed in its production?
No, I'm asking you if it looks different.
Well, it's more streamlined.
Yes, it's certainly lighter, less cumbersome than the previous model. That might be, of course, because it's missing this.
I don't know what that is.
This is a polycarbonate membrane, Sir Charles. This sits between the fabric and the interior panels. This is what prevents sharp objects and ballistics from penetrating the vest and injuring those wearing it.
I'm not a scientist, madam. I'm not a tailor either. I don't keep up with what not to wear.
This is what not to wear in the event of a stabbing. No polycarbons, no Kevlar, no good. I looked into the procurement records, Sir Charles, and I found it ever so strange that the firm the British public pay to manufacture stab vests to keep their officers safe has always been based in the UK. Always. Until now. Until this latest streamlined version, as you put it. A Chinese company now fulfill these orders.
That's enough.
But guess what?
I said that's
the
enough.
The price tag has doubled. That's odd, isn't it? More money for an inferior product.
I said that's enough!
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless
body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
Last night she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ritter.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to come.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continued their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres inocentes.
It's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Murder police.
Where are they? I've not seen them. I
don't think she hates men. I don't think she worships the devil. She wants...
Chief Inspector, permission to enter the vehicle.
Permission granted.
The latter of the two, anyway.
Permission to speak.
You don't have to ask permission for everything.
Yeah. Roger that, 10-4. Is it fixed? Did I fix it?
I think this is it.
This is what?
We're tracing it, yeah.
He's going to do it.
Get your phone out.
Okay.
Chief Inspector, permission
You have permission to shut up, Henry.
Yeah, go on.
Ted Bundy net worth.
Ted Bundy net worth. Wow.
Fuck's sake, not again.
Now, Jeffrey.
Has anyone got a clear signal on this?
Negative, Chief Inspector.
Worth. $4 million. Fascinating.
Adjust. I mean, they're sellers. Nice work if you can get...
Fuck, I think he's doing it. We should go in.
Chief Inspector, we will need full
Money.
Orchestration and your signal.
Honey.
The root people. Wouldn't you agree?
Just... Oh, shit, I don't know. Oh my god. Go, go, go!
Moving into the building. Bravo team, climbing the stairs.
Get in that fan now, Smith.
Forcing entry!
Jesus Christ, I'm alive!
What's going on, Smith? Henry? Henry Smith, what the bloody hell is going on? Never mind, I see her. Officer in pursuit.
Come on, old girl.
Old girl, I'm middle-aged. She's heading down the alley behind Golding Street.
We've got two squad cars inbound, over.
That would be great if she was on a fucking road, wouldn't it?
Chief Inspector, what is your position?
Chasing the bloody killer, Henry. You look after Aberline.
But where is she? Do you have a visual?
She's entering a... Looks like a yoga studio.
Balasana. And we're going to do those deep breaths again. Shut out those distractions.
Get out the fucking way!
Move, move, move! She's climbing the stairs to the roof.
Target visible on the rooftops of Blenheim Apartments.
We have visual on your position, Chief Inspector. We have visual.
God, she's fast. She's westbound along the roof. She's jumping between the bloody buildings. Oh, so am I. Oh, bloody hell. I'm going to need support here, people.
Officers approaching the south side of Blenheim Apartments. Officers approaching.
Oh, too late for that. She's already clear of the apartment block. Oh, God! She's jumping! She's jumping!
Do you have a visual?
She just jumped into a tree. And I don't know, I can't see. I can't see.
Do you have a visual, Chief Inspector?
No, I fucking don't, do you? Huh? Where the fuck was everybody?
Chief Inspector, do you have an update?
The update is... We lost her, Henry. We lost her.
Hold up.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Hey.
Chief Inspector.
Hello.
You're cheery. Let me guess. City of London stab vest?
Yep.
I met one, and you'd be dead.
Well, then, it's a bloody good job I got the sack, isn't it? Hey, it's all right.
No, it's not all right. I lost her. I botched the whole bloody thing, and you nearly died, for God's sake.
We did everything we could. And we will stop her. It's a matter of when, not if, Donna. You know that. I know that. She knows that. But we've got to keep our heads... Fucking hell, look what she's done to the window. Oh, for God's sake. That's coming out of her deposit. Actually, do you know what? She's not getting her deposit back at all. There, I said it.
What are the next steps, then?
Well, the deposit is held in a scheme, so I'll have to notify the estate agents, let them know the situation.
I'm hinting Captain Jackie, sir.
Oh, right, yeah. We'll pull all CCTV footage we got from the chase. We'll get witness reports from where she was last seen, and we'll
resign.
What?
Come on, you honestly think we can face the public after this?
Yeah, I do, actually. We know who she is now.
This isn't the Masked Singer. She's a murderer, Freddie. She's out there now, probably cutting open another bloke's throat. And we're patting ourselves on the back. For what?
For finding the needle that is Jackie the Ripper in the haystack that is a city of 8 million people, Donna.
Well, right now, that needle is going up some bloke's cock. Patronising dickhead, honestly.
What did I tell you about calling me a dickhead?
How many times do we need to learn this? It's no good finding her. We need to capture her.
Oh, really? Right, yeah, didn't know that. God, please, tell me more, Poirot. Didn't realise you'd shaved your stupid little moustache off.
I'm going to go and pop the kettle on.
Yeah, and I'm going to go and have a lie down.
A lie down?
Yeah, I just got stabbed, Donna. But, oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't here to see that, were you? You were sat in your patrol car.
I thought you weren't going to hold that against me.
Yeah, well, I just did.
Oh, that's it. Climb back into her bed.
I'm terminating a tenancy, aren't I? It's my bed now.
Oh, shut up. Stay in there and think about what you've done.
Oh, I hate you.
I'm glad your father can't hear you speak to me like that.
Go away.
Turn that bloody music off.
Oh, fine.
Oh, gee gods, it's tough when they get like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dearie me. Here you are. Nice cuppa. That'll sort you out.
Sir Charles.
Reed, how are we? What's the status?
She got away, sir.
Oh, Christ bollocks, how?
She escaped the scene after we had some radio signal issues. She took to the rooftops and outran our officers.
We needed that, Edmund. We really needed that. Yours truly, most of all.
Why is that, sir?
Got half the House of Commons poking around in my arse, asking about every bloody penny I spent.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Extremely. I need to flush them out like an enema.
You know, my hearing begins tomorrow, sir.
Yes. Yes, it does. I'll need to look at your notes for it.
Sir?
PC Tabram's murder, the stab vests. We can't have this spread any further than it already has.
I'm bound by an oath to respond to the questions as
You're
I see...
You're bound by employment to the Metropolitan Police Service, Edmund Reed. And I, your superior. Perhaps you'd like to see the police force disbanded, hmm?
No, sir.
Then you will say what I tell you to say in this inquiry. PC Marcus Tabram was killed by ruthless, drug-related gang violence. Say it with me.
PC Marcus Tabram...
Yes, very good. Was killed...
Was killed by ruthless, drug-related...
Gang
violence.
Very good. You'll go far, Edmund. I look forward to your hearing tomorrow. The force depends on it.
No.
Your cup of tea's getting cold, sir.
I don't care.
I've got some chocolate digestives.
Wait. Wait, is it the plain chocolate ones or the caramel chocolate ones?
The caramel chocolate ones, sir.
Okay, fine. I'll be out in 2 minutes. What the hell am I going to do, Dad? I just feel so... bloody lost. I could really do with... I don't know. You. I just need you. Oh, God. I tell you what else I need. It's one of your coats. If she hasn't burned them or ripped them up or God knows what else.
Freddy, this is pathetic.
I know, I'll be out in a minute. But just don't touch the caramel digestives, okay? Because they're the only reason I'm coming out there, to be perfectly bloody honest.
What are you doing?
There's a little attic space up here. It's where his coats and the... Oh, Christ, I think they're all the way at the back. Can you pass me my phone?
Why?
Because I'm going to play Candy Crush. Why do you bloody think? So I can see what I'm doing up here.
There you go.
Thank you. Righto. Fuck me.
You know, if you got that converted, this place could be a two-bedroom.
Impossible.
Not at all. Staircase would be the tricky bit. Just have it start in the lounge.
Everything all right, Chief Inspector?
Yeah, I was just saying he should convert that loft.
Oh, aye, that'd be fantastic. You could run some plumbing up and have an ensuite.
Good idea.
Would you two shut up and come up here now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
PC Tabram.
What?
That picture, that's PC Marcus Tabram. He was killed about a year and a half ago.
Of course.
Did she do it? Did she kill him?
What is this? Is this a shrine to him?
It's an investigation. Look, the map, the notes, the call records. Bloody hell.
The red string. Like in a Netflix documentary or something.
Good God.
Was she investigating the murder? Maybe she knew him.
It wasn't her investigating.
How do you know?
This isn't her handwriting.
Well, whose is it?
My dad's.
He was trying to crack the case.
They said it was just a drug gang.
Yeah. Well... looks like the old man thought otherwise. This isn't the caramel one, it's just chocolate.
Is it not caramel and chocolate, sir?
No.
Oh dear, apologies, sir.
Yeah, apology not accepted.
Don't eat near the window, sir.
Why? Sniper?
No, the media. It'll fuel their campaign against you, won't it?
What campaign against me?
Well,
Mail online. Here. Look.
Detective Flabberline, for fuck's sake. Oh, come on. They photoshopped my head on that. That is not my body. Is it?
He's got PC Tabram's post-mortem here.
Really?
Yeah. This murder is a little too accurate for my liking.
How so?
This is an intricate stab wound through some artery. We've seen that before.
Holy shit.
What?
Biscuits falling in my tea. Ow! Ow, that's hot.
Wait, stay still.
So what makes you think you can get it?
Just stay there a sec.
Ow! Oh, that really hurt, Donna. What did you do that for?
Is that where she got you?
Yes. And it's bruised and sore, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't punch it.
Get your top off.
How about no?
Top off. No.
Not with your body cam on. Yeah, and be all over the internet in a heartbeat, across all the porn sites and God knows where else.
No one's going to look at those. Just lift your shirt then.
Ow, ow, ow. All right. Get off. I'll do it. There. Happy? I haven't done my sit-ups recently because of the case, okay?
There, look. That's where your right pulmonary artery is.
Oh, great. Good to know.
That's where she tried to stab you. It would have killed you right away if you had your Met stab vest on.
How do you know it would have killed me right away?
Because that's exactly where Marcus was stabbed.
Good God.
Got your biscuit, sir. Bit soggy, but yeah, it's mainly just mush.
Yeah, thanks. It looks like it's been thrown up, so I'll probably leave it, mate.
No problem at all, sir.
We need to go through all of this. All your father's work.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. This thing's still on, sir. Yeah, it's just the recorder for the interview. Would you like me to switch it off? Yeah. Yeah, we've got work to do. So, can I have another biscuit?
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.